With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump's day one executive orders cover a lot of ground. White House correspondent Craig Clugston reports.
The president wasted no time signing stacks of orders with dizzying speed. He declared a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border, ordered increased border security, and called for limiting birthright citizenship. On energy, orders were signed to withdraw the U.S. from the Paris Climate Accord. The president struck down the government's DEI programs, and he signed measures aimed at name changes for the Gulf of Mexico and Alaska's Denali. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Residents in the Gulf states are taking advantage of rare snow in their cities.
In New Orleans, people were out and about in the snow. Up to 8 inches forecast for some parts of the Gulf states from Texas to the Florida Panhandle. King Prince was on Bourbon Street taking pictures.
This is my first time seeing all this snow. I don't travel during the winter because I don't like snow. I don't like cold weather.
Amy Welch also says she's never experienced snow like this in New Orleans.
Because we don't ever get snows like this, hardly ever, and it's just so beautiful.
A rare frigid storm charging through Texas and the northern Gulf Coast all the way to the Florida Panhandle, closing highways, grounding nearly all flights in some areas, and canceling school for millions of students. I'm Julie Walker.
Dangerous winds have returned to Southern California as new wildfires broke out and a pair of major Los Angeles area blazes burned for a third week. Forecasters warn gusts could peak at 70 miles an hour along the coast and 100 miles an hour in mountains and foothills during extreme fire weather. Small fires erupted in San Diego County and one has led to evacuations. On Wall Street, the Dow by 537 points. This is SRN News. Joe Biden is confused.
In a truly inexplicable posting on social media over the weekend, the outgoing president stated that the failed Equal Rights Amendment is now, quote, the law of the land. Of course, it is not, having failed to pass the states in 1982. The efforts of Biden and pro-abortion, pro-LGBT feminists to revive the ERA during his time in office also fell short. The former president simply states on his X account that, quote, I am affirming what I have long believed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump vowed to tackle the hot-button social issues in his second term. Mr. Trump has said that in the wake of Roe v. Wade's repeal, abortion should be left to the states. But he'll probably seek to roll back President Biden's guidance that hospitals must provide abortions for women who are in medical emergencies, even in states with bans. The president has called for ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. This is SRN News. U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon grants a request from Donald Trump's former co-defendants to stop the Justice Department from sharing Special Counsel Jack Smith's classified documents report with members of Congress. Bernie Bennett has more.
Cannon wrote in an order published Tuesday, quote, in short, the department offers no valid justification for the purportedly urgent desire to release two members of Congress case information in an ongoing criminal proceeding. Cannon dismissed the classified documents case in July. The DOJ had appealed Cannon's dismissal and then withdrew the appeal as to Trump after he won the election. It's still pending as to his former co-defendants, but the DOJ under Trump can fully withdraw the appeal and he can pardon them. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Authorities on Tuesday are investigating the fatal shooting of a U.S. Border Patrol agent near Canada that also left the suspect dead and another injured. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.